You're just seconds away from a conversation with Washington State Governor Jay Inslee. He's one of the 2020 presidential hopefuls who made a recent stop in Iowa and addressed the Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. Now, you may know Governor Inslee for his aggressive stance on climate change, but that's not where we start our discussion. The focus is on the number one economic ranking of the state of Washington against all other states in the nation and how it got there. Governor Jay Inslee, next for the interview. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR, now Oasis, a paychecks company, part of the largest organization of human resource compliance and payroll corporations in the nation, but still committed to personalized service for small businesses and nonprofits. Learn more about how to help your business grow. Head to oasisahr.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Iowa is center point for politics at this time of the year, and because we do a business broadcast, which is not necessarily always about politics, but politics and business intersect constantly. With us is Governor Jay Inslee, one of the Democratic hopefuls who is seeking the office of President of the United States. I just had the opportunity to listen to the governor speak to the Asian Latino Coalition of Iowa about a whole raft of things. And Governor, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you
here.
Thank
you. We hope all our candidates are helping the businesses of Iowa.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, you know. But before I go there, I just wanted to come back at something you were talking about. And this was economics of Washington State. Now, I understand climate change. Here in Iowa, 34% of our electrical generation is through wind power, and one of the leading states in that, and continues to expand. However, I was really interested in your ticking off several things. Highest minimum wage in the United States, best family leave policy, best gender pay equity, biggest teacher pay increase, free college program.
Sounds like a good place to live, doesn't it?
It does.
It is. And I've played some role in that. We've been very successful in our state because I think we have followed a value system that is good for business development, which is a viewpoint that if we have a middle class, we'll have good consumers and they'll create demand, and entrepreneurs will team up with great skilled working people and good things will happen. And that's what's happening. And we have adopted things that I think sometimes don't think as business assets, but we do, which is a tolerant viewpoint to bring in people of skill. So they will tell you where one of the best places to recruit talent right now is in Washington State. We believe in a high quality of life, which is a recruiting asset. We believe in a very strong investment in education, in our educational policies, as you've indicated. Some of our ways to keep great teachers in the classroom, our enormous increase in our financing of our public school system, our commitment to early child education, and most recently, the best financial aid package in the United States, at least according to the New York Times. So all of these things have been part of our economic success, not exclusively, obviously. I mean, having Bill Gates and Bill Bowen happen to be born in our state or grow their companies have been big factors. But policy has helped create a positive investment climate and a positive place to want to build a career.
And along with that, Washington State does not have an income tax. Is that correct?
Correct. We have the lowest income tax in the country, which is zero.
That works. Well, then I would suspect funding all of these initiatives in Washington State becomes a bit easier, perhaps, because you can tap into the wealth in Washington as far as taxation. How?
Well, no, actually, it's more difficult because we have actually, it's not one of the things we're proud of in that it's not a very progressive tax system. So, but it's becoming more progressive, more fair. This year, we had two measures which I considered were fair. So we didn't put the additional tax burden on lower income working people. There was a modest increase in the B&O tax for large financial services tech companies. And there was a very small increase in the real estate excise tax for higher income homes. So we restored just a little more fairness to our system and raised the money necessary to do the financial aid package for our students who are suffering under mountains of debt. And also help provide the educational investments we made. We're also starting something called Career Connect Washington, which is an apprenticeship program where we can develop skill sets, not necessarily through the college system. And it's a bit modeled like Switzerland, where 70% of their teenagers are in apprenticeship programs. And this is dynamite for, you know, wind industry, advanced manufacturing, the healthcare industry. So we've been very happy about that.
And not only that, but individuals can come out of those training programs without the massive student debt and start into work $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year.
It's just tremendous. And, you know, I was talking to the Des Moines area community college today, and they said everybody who graduates gets a job, like two or three job offers. The industries are desperate for people with these skill sets. The challenge they have of getting young kids to understand what great careers these are. So that's one of the benefits of an apprenticeship program, so young people can really see what great careers these are and how they really do enjoy them. I think we've made a mistake as a culture trying to tell our children, if you don't get a four-year degree, you're a failure in life, and that's just not the case. So we're creating a whole new avenue for career success in our state.
And I think that's so accurate. We have for decades talked about you must have a college education, and that has come back. It's almost going to be like turning the Queen Mary, I think.
We've started, and we got to start this year, not as fast as I would have liked, but we got a big start, and I think we're leading the nation in this effort. And Republicans and Democrats are wild about this idea. They want to have more opportunities for their young students.
His name is Governor Jay Inslee, ladies and gentlemen, Governor of Washington State. Let me ask you another business question, because I heard you touch on that tonight. One of the things that's becoming unsustainable for business is the continuing of health care insurance. Health care insurance is decimating small businesses, large businesses. It's an issue that either they pass on those costs to their customers or they pass on those costs to their employees. Where's Governor Inslee on some type of a system that will take that over for workers in the United States?
Well, we think that there are two things we need to do: provide universal health care and a way to reduce the rate of medical inflation. And both are important. And sometimes we forget the second. Certainly business owners are cognizant of that, of the big increases. We have started the first public option in the state of Washington, which is a state-sanctioned plan that will be administered through a carrier that contracts with the state. We think it has a good chance to reduce premiums by at least some significance by using the purchasing power of the state and by using some of the rate-setting power of the state as well. So this is just in the initiation stages. I just signed the bill a couple weeks ago. But we think it has the capability to really be something to restrain costs. And we have had some success keeping medical inflation at the lowest probably of any state in the union, because we've been doing value-based purchasing. We've been purchasing value rather than volume. And we've been emphasizing, lifestyle issues that can really help improve people's healthcare. So those are two things we've done. We need to do more. I believe that we should have a Medicare for all who want it in the United States so people can enter the Medicare system. I think that can alleviate to some degree, to the extent people opt in, some of the employer obligations if people want to go that route. So I think that that is the next step, and I'm looking forward to it.
When we go back to economics in Washington State, one of the things that you mentioned to the Asian Latino Coalition today is all of these things that you have been able to do with the help of a legislature, sometimes a Republican-controlled Senate, as we understand it, they were able to do these economic changes in your state, and it didn't break the bank.
Well, no, and it took time. It took about 4 years. We finally got a transportation infrastructure package. You know, they can't build a birdhouse in D.C., but we have $70 billion of transportation infrastructure right now. And that was done on a bipartisan basis. I had a Republican Senate at the time. And so we are capable of doing bipartisan things. It takes good listening skills, consensus building skills, and a lot of perseverance. And that's what we brought to the table to get this job done. We had a similar success in our educational financing, where we put about $6 billion in and found a way to finance it on a bipartisan basis. And our family and medical leave bill was also a bipartisan success. So I think we've had some what we'd consider aberrations in Washington, D.C.
Well, I was just going to say, how in the hell have you done that?
Well, skill and maybe a little luck. And the business community has been helpful in our state that they've advocated for these changes as well. You know, and I like to think that having a little governor skill in the mix is not a bad thing. So I believe I was one of the factors that allowed that to happen, both by just kind of consensus building and, again, perseverance. I mean, you got to persevere. This is not easy work. And the Republicans, frankly, said no for 3.5 years. And I said yes for 4 years. And I said yes one more time. And they said no.
Just so wore them down, huh?
We got a deal.
Governor Jay Inslee is with us. Two final questions, Governor. Let's talk about climate change for just a moment. I didn't want to lead with that because that's what everybody else leads with. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about some of these economic changes that you've been able to employ in Washington State. You're in Iowa, one of the arguably more troubled states when it comes to farm chemical runoff and manure runoff. And for example, in Des Moines, Iowa, it costs $7,000 a day to scrub the nitrates out of the water, out of the drinking water. Mm-hmm. Now, that's in Des Moines. And if you go down river someplace, then they don't have those kinds of funds.
Yeah.
You know, what,
yeah.
So where are we? What is the Inslee administration going to do when it comes to climate change issues like what we're facing here in Iowa and the rest of the nation?
Yeah, well, you mentioned nitrates, not necessarily, of course, a climate change issue, but it's an issue of figuring out how do we have these industries be successful. And I really believe in the power of innovation and technology. And I can tell you there's some technologies in my state that are now being developed that have the possibility of making huge changes in animal agriculture by finding new ways to take waste and turn it into potable water, essentially, and also create fertilizer that is sterile. And there's several companies that are on sort of early stage, at least prototype right now, that could have the capacity to do tremendous things for animal agriculture to reduce nitrates in the water and also reduce the cost for the ag industry. So I believe R&D is vital in this area. We're not going to, you know, change physics, but we can change how we handle waste. And so I'm committed to that. Now, the climate change issue is, as you heard me say, I believe is an existential threat to our livelihoods. I think it is an enormous threat to our economy. It is predicted that on the current course, without changes, we can have damage to the economy twice as big as the last recession in the next few decades because of the enormous damage to agriculture. Our forests are burning up. Our towns are burning down. We just had a bankruptcy of a huge utility in California because of this. We know the billions of dollars that farmers have already lost in the Midwest before we get to the trade problems that Donald Trump is causing. And we know that there are issues of river management, and we're going to have to work through those. But we got to understand, as long as we get twice as much of these horrendous precipitation events, we're going to have a real problem on our hands. So I believe that this is our last chance to tame this beast. The science is clear on that. It's very disturbing. And we need to mobilize the United States to do what we do so well, which is to build new technologies to solve these problems. Fortunately, we're doing it. Wind turbine jobs are growing like crazy. Clean energy jobs are going twice as fast as the rest of the economy. We know that we can innovate our way out of this pickle, but we have to make that commitment to do that. And I have a plan to do that. It has been rated as clearly the most comprehensive and robust plan, in part because I've been working on it for a decade and a half. I wrote a book about this 12 years ago. So I believe I'm up to this job, and this is a moment. This is a moment of tremendous urgency, but also a moment of tremendous economic promise, where we can create these jobs here instead of just China and Germany, and start building companies. And we're doing that right here in Iowa.
Governor Jay Inslee, a final question for you, Governor. You've been touring around Iowa. You went to see our friend Rob Denson up at DMACC and what they're doing up there. What are you hearing from Iowans as they get the opportunity to visit with you, perhaps sometimes for the very first time?
It's very inspirational to be running for president this year and listen to Iowans. And I'll tell you why. There has been such a shadow of fear and distrust and division that has come out of the White House the last couple of years, but that has not dampened in any degree the engagement and the energy and the initiative. Now, I'm talking to Democrats, of course, because I'm in a Democratic primary, but I can report to you that it has actually been very inspiring to me. I've been running for office about every 2 years since 1988, and this is the time where we have had, in my view, the most positive engagement of people who really want to do better by their country, who are looking for the right candidate, and who feel that they can make a difference. So it actually has been a very inspiring time, and I've enjoyed it. We had a great two meetings today where we had, you know, good crowds to meet a governor of Washington who's, you know, relatively unknown in Iowa, but we're working on that. So I feel very positive about this.
And a dollar each for...
Dollar into jayinslee.com will keep the climate change on the debate stage. So you have a First Amendment right to send a dollar to jayinslee.com.
I have truly enjoyed meeting you, Governor, and thank you for sitting down with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck. Don't forget to vote.
Once again, that was Governor Jay Inslee from the state of Washington. What an enjoyable conversation with the governor. He's making the tour of Iowa and other states as he seeks the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. Well, that about wraps it up for today's newscast. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For Governor Jay Inslee, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.